Now, I want to tell you a story, and it's one that is close to our heart. There was this pastor, this church, and it was a dynamic little church, but it wanted a new pastor, and they sought and sought and sought, and they found just the man for the job. But he came to this church, and he served them so well, and they went on from strength to strength. And one of the congregation was a rich man. He had done very well for himself, and his children had grown up, moved on, and they were quite satisfied and happy with life, and they were in churches of their own in different parts of the country. And he came to the pastor, and he said, "Pastor," he said, you've done so much. You've given us so many blessings. I'd like to bless you. I'd like to give you a sabbatical for 3 months. I'd like you to take your wife and go to the Holy Land, because I believe that this is a place that your heart is at, and you will come back. You will be blessed there and come back and bless us greatly with what you find out." And he took a long time whether to decide to take this up. And about 3 seconds later, he said, "Yes, I'd like to." And so he and his wife went, and the church leader said, "Don't you worry about where you've got it. We're in safe hands here. We'll get the preaching done and we'll do everything, but we're looking forward to having you back." And he was blessed greatly, and his wife was blessed greatly. It was the simplicity of the Nazareth countryside. It was the awesome but really quite harsh reality of the Judean desert. And it was seeing the nomadic Bedouins who were still living as they would have done, apart from the pickup trucks, back in the New Testament days, and the tranquility of the Sea of Galilee. He came back so full of blessings, and his friend, the rich man, picked him up at the airport in his Rolls Royce and said, "How has it been?" And he said, "I have been blessed greatly. I have got so much to share." And he says, "That's really good. I've got a surprise for you." And they came back, and they didn't go to the manse to start with, but they went to the church. And the pastor was blown away, because there, on the site of a church that had stood there only 3 months ago, was a brand new church. It was on the same footings, but it was twice the size. And it had storage space. And it had wonderful sound systems, and the acoustics were brilliant. And he came into the sanctuary was just awesome, but there was one little problem. He said, "There are no chairs." And he said, "Ah." He said, "Look at the back." And there at the back of the church, from the length of the church, was one pew. One pew. And he said, "Wait till Sunday." And so on Sunday, he turned up and he had his notes, and the music group are practicing. And he was really, he's still a bit worried about this one. And sure enough, the people came in, they looked a bit worried. But the pew was at the back, so it was safe. And so they started to fill it in from the back. And as it is normally, you know, some of the old people were the first there, and they sat on the pew, and as the last bottom hit the pew, silently a little gear clicked, and the pew moved all the way forward and clicked into place. And he said, "Bless me," the pastor said, "marvellous, marvellous." And then out of the floor came another pew at the back. And the next lot of people came in, filled up the pew, and as the last person sat, the pew slid forward behind the other one. And another pew popped up. And this went on until the church was filled, front to back, with the people who couldn't see and hear at the front. Can you imagine it? "Marvellous! Oh, marvellous," said the pastor. "What a blessing." And he said, "Oh," and he had this wad of papers that was his sermon. He said, "I've got so much. And he stood at the front, and it even had a baptismal with backlights, underlights, and a glass top. And he was, "Oh," they said, this is it. And he said, and the music played, and the acoustics and the sound system and everything was set. And the Lord must have been pleased. The sound was fantastic. And he was just filled with this blessing. And he came to the front, and he started at 11:30. And at 12 o'clock, a little bell rang. And a few people heard it and wondered, "What was the bell?" And at the back was a countdown clock. But he was in mid-flow when the floor opened and he disappeared. Marvellous, said the congregation.
Is this prophetic?
Well, there you go. Anybody got an LL flight? In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Now, I was doing a bit of research, as I do. I like to know where words come from. And I was looking at blessings, and I came across a song. It was a really modern one, 1897. It was called Count Your Blessings. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And in a minute, we're going to do that. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Well, the Hebrew word for bless, blessed, blessings, in its various usage, is often a form of the word Isha. I might have the pronunciation wrong, but it means contentment or happiness. Forms of that word are found 40 times in Scripture, including the beautiful statement of David in Psalm 144, 15, blessed or happy are the people whose God is the Lord. As it has been said quite often, people look for happiness in all the wrong places. Real happiness comes when your God is Lord. But there's another word that they use in the scriptures, another Hebrew word in the Old Testament. It's 400 times, so an awful lot more times than the other word. And it is the word barak. And it is the word that we use in our scriptures today, meaning blessing. And it is the word that reflects one that you would bless somebody lower in rank. So a slave owner might bless his slave by promising to set them free at some point in the future. A parent would bless their child. And most importantly for us, it refers to the promise of God given to those who trust him. Now, today's scripture is a 4,000-year-old promise made by God to a man called Abraham, or Abraham. Father Abraham, and he's got this important role in history because he trusted the Lord. God gave him a promise, a blessing that extends to all of us. And it comes out of the language again. In Abraham's life, we have a glimpse that God accepted us on the basis of faith. Abraham believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for all righteousness in Genesis 15. The promise to Abraham included that all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, not just one particular tribe in the Middle East, all. The word for nations, and again I was interested in this, is in that promise, is the word goy, which in Hebrew would be the word for Gentile. In other words, not just the chosen Israel. But it doesn't mean that Israel are excluded. The promise for Israel is still as valid then as it was now. And Paul was saying that, has God cast away his people? And then he answers that question himself in Romans, certainly not, certainly not. No, private joke. Certainly not, he says. I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. And he will not cast any of us away because of our faith. So let's count our blessings now and the rest of our lives. It's a choice, though. We can choose to ignore our blessings. And yet our circumstances are such where we forget to. And Marin's already mentioned Ghana. And that first trip in 2006 with Jeffrey really did help me to count my blessings and not to take things for granted. And strangely, it's brushing my teeth that is the key thing for me. Before Ghana, BG, I used to turn the tap on, let it run so it was nice and cold, put my toothpaste on, dippy dippy. Well, now it's zzzz. But I'd let it run. And okay, we've now gone to a meter, and being Scottish with long pockets and short arms, I do turn it off, but it wasn't something that I bothered about. I just had water and cleaned my teeth with it. I probably get through a couple of litres just cleaning my teeth. I don't know if anybody else is the same, but out there where you have one little plastic bottle, which you just moisten your toothbrush and then clean it and then finish and rinse at the end, so it's two mouthfuls, we take so much for granted. Howard will know, so many in the world do not have access to fresh water. Fresh, clean, safe water. But we have it piped into our homes. When you have to cope with no electricity, the flick of a switch, water on tap, an NHS hospital full of fully trained people with all the equipment they need whenever you need it, do we take it for granted or we whinge? What actually happens, is that we moan that our internet is slow. There are places with no electricity, let alone internet. And we whinge and we get upset. But I'm not able to download the latest doodah from What's It. We complain that our boilers failed. I haven't got hot water. I've got to wait for 2 days for a man to come. There are people without any water, let alone hot water. We whinge and whine about the NHS. I had to wait for 2 hours in a drafty corridor. And then they messed my appointment up because the surgeon, inconsiderate person, had to operate on someone who was very ill. My bunion is still there. But we do. Those who can should praise God every moment of the day. Count your blessings, name them one by one. The tendency of humans when there's pain in the body or depression or hardship is to avoid life, withdraw through angry response. Many try and stuff the pain with alcohol, drugs, overwork, thrill seeking, adventures, endless fun, approval of others, instead of saying, thank you, God. I've got an A to Z of blessings. And I tried this at the table yesterday with the family. I won't tell you what the responses were, but my family is in dire need of prayer. A is for?
Avocado.
Sorry, what was that?
Avocado.
Avocados can be a very good, nutritious, healthy food, but it's not the one. I have Adam. Adam, God made Adam in his image. Adam was the first human, and from him we are all descended. B is for? The Bible, it could be.
Blessings,
yes, it could be, but I got it for beauty. The beauty surrounding us. Do we thank God for the beauty of our world and what the creation is? C. Who said the Catholic Church? Sorry, what was that?
Caterpillars.
Caterpillars, yes. Cats, yeah. I've got comfort here because the Lord is always there to comfort people in his name. D. Danger. Dinosaurs. That's what I got from my grandsons yesterday. Dinosaurs, yes. They're very useful, dinosaurs. D, I've got, is destiny. Regardless of your situation in life, you can partake in God's manifest destiny for mankind and eternity in his presence. E is for?
Elephant.
And where does the elephant walk? On the earth. The planet on which God has given us is restocked with everything we need to sustain life. F is for?
Fellowship.
Forgiveness. There are lots of Fs.
Family.
Yeah. We won't say what my family said, beginning with F. But I've got faith. We can all have faith in the Father and the faith that sustains us in good times and bad. G is for? God, yes. But it's also for genes, those marvellous building blocks used by God to create us in his image. H is for hope. Brilliant. On the mark. Well done. Hope. There is never a situation which is so dark that a glimmer of hope is not present through faith in him. I is for? I've got insects, I think, yes. I is for intimacy. All humans can have an intimate personal relationship with God through the Spirit. We need to have no intermediary. There's nobody standing between us and God. He is in our hearts and our souls through the Spirit. J is for
Jesus.
Jesus, yes. Yeah, so I was going to get, I think the answer is squirrels, but it should be Jesus or the other way around. Yeah, Jesus. K is for kindred. By virtue of humanity, we share the kinship. Great to hear from Lucy. On this day, across the globe, from the minute the light comes up on one side and goes down on the other, there are Christians worshipping God in kindred spirit. Praise God for that. L is for?
Love.
Yeah, love. Yes, all you need. No. We are loved by the Almighty God, and each of us has the capacity to love and be loved. M. Mummies. I think mummies definitely need a yeah. But I've actually got memory. God, memory is a gift of God built into humans that allows us to learn and remember and build upon the past for every day. N is for?
Nurturing.
Who?
Nurturing.
Nurturing. Yeah, that's very, very good, that one.
Nature.
I couldn't spell that one, so I put news. Good news. Yeah, the good news of the New Testament is available to all. Now, I heard a lovely story about from Jeffrey yesterday about the Hanger Church. We've just seen the picture of it. They write their own music. They write their own lyrics to tribal drums. That's the music group, is tribal drums. And there was this one church out there, forgive me if I get it slightly wrong, that was, we've got it, we don't care if you haven't got it as well, basically, wasn't it? Something to that effect. And so Jeffrey had to actually call to him and said, no, that's not actually the Christian message. It's not that we've got it and we don't care if you've got it or not. We want you to have it as well. So good news to spread. One. One. O is one, the one true God. And then I'm not going to go into the Trinity now. P. Steve. P. Politicians. Pastors. Prayer. Everything we do should be based in prayer. So before we start building things, we should pray that its foundation is in the Lord. Q. Now, this one's a bit of a Q. Quench. We are able to come to Jesus who will quench our thirst forever. John 4:14. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. And the water I give him shall be in him a well of water springing up in everlasting life. R. Rest is good. Raspberries is even better. I've got richness, whether we are, and that story we had earlier about the poor, what a wonderful one that, whether we are rich or poor in material things, we all have an equal opportunity of richness of spirit. S. It's why Jesus came. Salvation. And the Spirit, yeah, I mean, they're all good ones. We could actually do many of each one. T. I won't tell you what Arthur Lott said for T, but there you go. Trust. Trust. We have one blessing upon which we have always depended. Trust in the Lord. U. Understanding. V. Over death. Victory. Victory over death. Oh, dubious this one. W.
Worship
is good, but wash. No matter what we have done, we can all be washed spotless by the blood of Christ. And this was a cheat. I got told I was cheating on this one. X. X-rays? What was that?
The cross.
I think X marks the spot. God has an X on every one of us. Knowing even the hairs on our heads, he knows exactly where we are and is always with us, even we don't know it. Y is for yield. As we sow, we shall yield. Give us a sure and certain knowledge of how the way we live affects our future. And Z.
Zebras.
Zebulon. Well done, zebras. I cheated on this one. The last letter of the alphabet assures us God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He will be there to meet us when our earthly life is over. Father, open my eyes that I might see your blessings. Show me how to be a blessing to others today. Thank you in Jesus' name.